holding by the bracha of Hamavir Sheina. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hamavir Sheina Me'enoi, Usnuma Mi'af HaPoi. Which means, blessed are you Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who removes sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids. And then we immediately continue with a v'yihi ratzon. V'yihi ratzon mufanecha, it should be your will before you, Hashem elokeinu v'lekei aviseinu, Hashem our God and the God of our forefathers, shetargileinu v'soidosecha, that you shall accustom us in your Torah, v'dabekeinu v'mitzvesecha, and attach us to your commandments, v'al tivienu l'adidecheit, and do not bring us to the hands of an avera. Well, chet means an unintentional sin. Nor to the transgression or a intentional sin. And so on and so forth. And the way these two brachas are set up, or maybe it's one bracha, we thank Hashem for removing sleep from our eyes and slumber from our eyelids, and we immediately go into this yihi ratzon. You don't answer amen after this bracha of Hamavir Sheina, because it's considered one bracha with yihi ratzon. So there are many things that we need to understand here. Number one is, it seems to be a double expression. Sheina me'enoi, snuma me'af apoi. He removes sleep from our eyes and slumber from our eyelids. Same thing. Why are we saying it twice? And there's also different expressions of sleep going on here. There's sheina, which is sleep, and there's tenuma, which is slumber. Okay, what's the difference between sleep and slumber? Why do we make the difference between Einai and Afapoi? Our eyes, Hashem removes sleep from our eyes and slumber from our eyelids. You know, everything has its reason. Why do we say the bracha in this manner? And then what is the connection to Shetargileinu v'soidosecha? Why is this bracha of all the brachas connected to the request that Hashem should accustom us in His Torah and connect us to His mitzvahs? In addition, we need to understand what is b'chol the purpose of making this bracha, that Hashem removes sleep from our eyes and slumber from our eyelids. We already made a bracha, pekeach ivrim. If the bracha is that we're able to open our eyes, we already made a bracha, that Hashem opens our eyes, pekeach ivrim. That Hashem gives sight to the blind. If it's for taking away the sleep from us, that we're able to wake up, we already said the bracha. Hamachzer neshamos, the Gevurah Meisi. We already said the bracha that Hashem returns the neshama to people who are practically dead. If it's for the fact that we were tired and we were toiled, and now we have fresh koyaches. We already said the bracha, anos en liyoev koyach. So what is this bracha for? The Gemara, Masechtas Brachos, says, the Gemara brings down this bracha. The Gemara says, "Kimasha ape," when the person washes his face. The Gemara lists each and every bracha, what it was actually instituted for. Each one of these brachas of Berachas HaShachar. And this bracha of Hamavir Sheina, says the Gemara, was instituted that when a person washes their face in the morning, the person should say the bracha, Hamavir Sheina me'enoi, yusnuma mi'af apoi. That Hashem removes the sleep from our eyes and the slumber from our eyelids. But the Gemara there, when the Gemara brings down this bracha, it's not the way we say it. The Gemara says that a person should say Kimasha Ape, when a person washes their face, Lema, the person should say Baruch Hamavir Chevle Sheino Me Eino Yusnuma Mi Afapoi. Blessed is Hashem who removes the Chevle Sheina. Now, Chevle Sheina literally is understood to mean the ropes of sleep, or the strings of sleep. The ropes, Hashem removes the ropes of sleep from our eyes. Huh? Yeah, we'll get there. But the literal pshat is, it means the ropes of sleep, meaning that when a person has, when they get tired, they feel like there are ropes tugging at their eyelids, trying that they're going to sleep. So we make a bracha that Hashem removes the ropes of sleep from our eyes and slumber from our eyelids. And when the Rambam brings down the halacha of making this bracha, the Rambam says you should say, Amaver Chevle Sheina. He doesn't say Amaver Sheina Me'enoi. He says Amaver Chevle Sheina Me'enoi. It's Numi Avapoi. Huh? Yeah? So that's what this bracha you make. Huh? And Abu Dram also says that to make the bracha. The Madana Yontif on the Rosh also says that should be the Nusach of the bracha. And he brings proof that is the way we should make the bracha, because when we say the bracha of Hamapil, before we go to sleep, there's a bracha to say. And there we say, Hamapil Chevle Sheina al Apoi, Usnuma al Afapoi. Right? It says the same bracha. It's just the Hashem who drops the ropes of sleep on my eyes and slumber on my eyelids. So, there, the Matan Yontif says, it proves from there that if that's the bracha we make when we go to sleep, so when we wake up, we should make the bracha. But the majority of us do not follow that nusach. We say the nusach as it is brought in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and it's in almost in every siddur, it says, Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi. We don't say Hamavir Chevle Sheino. So why is there actually a difference between Hamapil? Huh?
By Hamapil, says
Hamapil. Oh, not by Hamapil. Not by
Hamapil.
Okay. Why don't we say, why do we say by Hamapil one way? We say Hamapil Chevle Sheina. In the morning, why don't we say Hamavir Chevle Sheina the way it's written in the Gemara? Why do we say just Hamavir Sheina? Now, it's clear that in the Gemara of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, it did not say Amaver Chevle Sheina, it just says Amaver Sheina. It's a different in what was written in the Gemara. In the Rambam's Gemara, it said Amaver Chevle Sheina. In their Gemara, it said Amaver Sheina. The question is, why is there a difference between Hamapil and Amaver Sheina? So in the Sefer Vayas Avram, which I believe is a grandson of the Shachanover, it's one of the Pirushim in the Sefer, in the Siddur Tzlesed Avram. So he says that when we say the bracha of Hamapil, right, we're saying a bracha to Hashem who drops the ropes of sleep on our eyes and slumber on our eyelids. He says, what is the bracha there? The bracha is that we're thanking Hashem for that Hashem makes it so that when we sleep, our eyes close. Right? All of our other limbs are open the way they are when we're awake. The only difference is that our eyes are closed. And he explains that the chesed of Hashem, by doing so, is that our eyes are very sensitive. We have an eye doctor here. Our eyes are very sensitive. Throughout our sleep, we're totally not in control of what goes on with our body. If anything would fly into our eyes, anything damaging would fly into our eyes, or we would poke ourselves while we're sleeping, or someone else would poke ourselves, our brain would not be in control the way it is when we're awake, to close our eyelids, to protect our eyes. It's a tremendous chesed from Hashem that he drops chevle shena on our eyes. That he drops the ropes of sleep on our eyes to close them when we go to sleep. What?
Some people never have to take
that. Really? Wow. So says the Yas Avram. So therefore that's why the wording of that bracha is Amapul Chevle Shena, that Hashem makes our eyes close. But here the bracha is not for our eyes opening. Here the bracha is that Hashem has removed the sleep from our eyes. There the bracha is specifically for that chesed, that Hashem makes our eyelids close. That's for to make our eyelids open. For that we have a bracha pekeach ivrim. That's not the bracha that we're making here. Hamavir sheino me'enai. We're making a bracha that Hashem removes the sleep from our eyes and the slumber from our eyelids. We're not making the bracha for Hashem removing those ropes. So that is why we don't say hamavir chevle sheino. What were you saying? Tardema is even, there are three levels of sleep. There is tenuma, shena, tardema. Tardema is very deep sleep.
Like a
coma.
They oversimplify most translations. They just say sleep.
That's anesthesia. When Hashem had to do an operation, an automatician, he said, Vayapal tardema.
Yeah.
Right.
Excuse me,
Harav. Yeah.
By sleep in English, is it talking of sleep in English, and going back to Lashon Kodesh, is it talking about literally sleep, or is it talking about the gook in the eye that's called sleep?
I thought we were talking about literal sleep. So the Gra, the Talmidei Agra bring from the Vilna Gaon that when a person says the bracha ma'avishena me'enai, that is the time that a person should also have in mind a tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shloilam that their eyes should not see something that is inappropriate throughout the day. By the bracha ma'avishena, that's the time to make the bracha. And the reason is because by the bracha of Hamavir Shena, meaning by this difference, the fact that we don't make Hamavir Chevle Shena, whereas by going to sleep we do say the bracha of Hamapil Chevle Shena, lies this chesed that the Rebbeinu Shlom has our eyes closed during sleep so that it shouldn't be damaged, physically damaged. Say the Talmidei Agra that we're supposed to, we need to learn a Kal V'Chomer from here. That if the Rebbeinu Shleilam is so careful that our eyes are not physically damaged, how much more so do we need to make sure that our eyes are not spiritually damaged? So it's by this bracha of Amavri Chevle Shena that a person should daven to the Rebbeinu Shleilam that our eyes should not see something that is inappropriate, that our eyes should chas v'shalom be damaged spiritually. And I was thinking that perhaps this might be the connection to the Yehiratzayim. And perhaps our eyes are davening. After we said the bracha of Amavir Sheino Me'enai, Usnum Me'afapoy, we made the bracha, Hashem, thank you for removing sleep from our eyes and slumber from our eyelids. And now our eyes are davening. Our eyes are asking the Rebbeinu Shleilam, make us accustomed to your Torah. that our eyes should be connected to the mitzvahs. And our eyes should not come to an unintentional aveira or to an intentional aveira. It's all a bracha for the eyes. Perhaps that's the connection. That our eyes should not, chas v'shalom, come to an aveira. Rather, they should be always connected to Torah. In the Sefer Eitz Yosef, he just defines the words that Shena, sleep, is a reference to the deep sleep that a person is in at night. Tsunuma is slumber, which is a reference to the type of sleep that a person is after the person, immediately after the person wakes up. After the person wakes up, the person is still groggy. That's called tenuma. So, and that grogginess fully goes away when the person washes their face with cold water. So that's why the Gemara says, ki mashi ape. Once you wash your face with cold water, then make the bracha, hamavishena me'eino yusnuma mi'afapoy. Then you can make the bracha that Hashem removed the sleep from my eyes and the grogginess from my eyelids. It's no longer a reference to the eyes. The eyes are up already. It's the eyelids that are that a person is fighting to keep open. That is the that goes away and the person washes their face, and that's what the bracha was made for hamavishena me'eino and usnuma mi'afapoy. There's a sefer Menucha Kedusha who says that he explains the double expression is that we find that enayim don't necessarily mean the physical eyes. Enayim can mean the enei asechel, the eyes of intellect, right? That when our intellect grasps something, it's called our eyes.
Perceive.
We find in the Gemara, Royani is Divrei Rabbi. Royani is Divrei Amo. I see the words of so and so, meaning it appeals to me. I understand it. So he said, when a person is sleeping, their seichel is asleep as well. Besides the fact that their physical eyes are closed, their intellect is asleep. So when we wake up, he says, means Hashem took away the sleep from my Eina Asechel. Hashem took away the sleep from the eyes of my intellect. The Afapoi, he says, is a term for the physical eyes. Snuma mi Afapoi is thanking Hashem for taking the sleep away from my physical eyes. So in this bracha we have both we're thanking Hashem for taking the sleep away from our intellectual eyes and our physical eyes. There are those that explain the machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah and the Mechaber, whether we say Hamavre Chevle Shena, or we don't say Hamavre Chevle Shena, we say Hamavre Shena, is how you interpret the word Chevle. So up until now, we interpreted the word Chevle to mean the ropes of sleep. Huh? Oh. So if you interpreted the ropes of sleep, so if we're thanking Hashem for bringing the ropes of sleep in our eyes, then we should thank Him for removing them. Especially there are those that interpret the word chevle as It also is used as the, it's, it comes, the root is the word, is the chevli of rope. But chevli means portions, right? Yaakov chevel nachalosoi, right? Yeah, we're Hashem's portion. So Yaakov is called Hashem's portion, Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. Why is it, why is the word chevel used for portion? Because the portions were divided by ropes. So that's why it's called, portions are also called chevli. So sleep has many levels, many different portions. There are so many different things that sleep accomplishes, right? There's a sleep helps a person's digestion. It helps them function. There's many different things that sleep accomplishes. So that's why we say the bracha mapil chevle shena. Hashem, we thank you for dropping all the different portions of sleep upon me. And once again, if that's the case, then we should be thanking him for removing all the portions of sleep from us. So according to the Rambam, chevle comes from the word rope or portion. But the Avodram brings that chevle comes from the word chevle leida or chevle mashiach, right? Which chevle means pain, the pangs of sleep. And that is when a person, any person who is getting tired, like most of you are this year, right? And the and you're trying to stay awake. You all know what chevle shena means. Chevle shena means the pains of sleep. When a person is falling asleep and they're trying to stay up, it is it's a pain. That is chevle shena. So that's only shayach when you're falling asleep. Right? When you're waking up, it's not shayach to say, Hamavir chevle shena. It's only something that happens when you're falling asleep. It's not something that you have when you're asleep. So it's not possible to say, he who removes chevle shena. That's not a bracha we make when we wake up. It's only a bracha that you make when you go to sleep. Hamapil chevle shena. That Hashem who drops the pangs of sleep upon us. To answer the question, why we make this bracha, Hamaver chevle shena, Hamaver shena me'enoi, after we've already said pekachibrim, after we've already said hanos and liyoyv koyach, we've already said hamachz and hashamaz levgar and mason, we've thanked Hashem for every area of the accomplishments of sleep, that we have new koyches, and we Hashem opened our eyes, and he returned on Neshama. So what is this bracha for? So the Achronim say that we know that there are different types of brachas, right? There's brachas that are brachas of praise, such as all these brachas that we just mentioned. All the brachas Hashachar are brachas of praise. We praise Hashem for all these wonderful gifts that he does. There's also brachas of thanks, the brachas of haidah. That's when a person has a personal favor. A person thanks Hashem, brachas of goyimel, and so on and so forth. There's brachas of mitzvahs, right? The brachas that we make on the mitzvah, Hashem Kishon, the mitzvah of Tzivanu, whichever mitzvah it is. And then there's brachas of nehenin. Bracha, every time we benefit from this world, we have to make a bracha. Brachas we make on food, and so on and so forth. So the Achronim say that the brachas of Amachz and Neshamas Levgar Mason, the bracha of Pekeach Yivin, the bracha of Anos and Liyoyv Koyach, all these brachas that we made were brachas Hashvach, the brachas of praise. Sleep is a pleasure. Sleep is a hanoah. So there needs to be brachas on a henin for sleep. A bracha reshoina and a bracha achroina. So hamapil is the bracha reshoina we make on sleep. And that's why you're not allowed to be mafsik. Somebody, whoever makes the bracha of amapil, is not allowed to make any interruption between that bracha and falling asleep. If it would be berachas hashevach, there wouldn't be any problem. Because berachas hashevach don't need to connect to anything. It's just a praise to Hashem. So, the bracha of hamapil is the bracha reshoina, the berachas hanehenin that we make for going to sleep. And hamavir shena is the bracha achroina. Also, berachas hanehenin, a bracha achroina, after we woken up. After having had the benefit, the pleasure of sleeping, we make a bracha achreina v'amav v'sheina. So, it's totally different than the other brachas we made. All those brachas are brachas hashevach. This bracha is a brachas anahen. I forgot to mention when I talked before about the chevle shena, that the chevle, that according to the pshat, that it means chevle, like the lashon chevle mashiach or chevle leida, that the pains of sleep. That's why we say it when we go to sleep, not when we wake up. According to this, we can understand which is really a difficult kasha. We explained before that. The reason why we say Amavir Shena Me'inois, Numami Afapoi, the double expression, is because there is, when a person wakes up, first they come out of the deep sleep, right? And then they come out of the grogginess. So we say Amavir Shena Me'inois, that comes first. And then we say, after you wash your face, you say, Numami Afapoi, you say that Hashem removed the grogginess from our eyelids also. Okay, that's beautiful. But what are you going to say by Amapil? By Hamapel, we say, Hamapel chevle shein aleino yisnuma alafapoi. Right? He who drops the pangs of sleep on our eyes and the tenuma on our eyelids. It goes the other way around. First, the grogginess comes in and then we fall asleep. So we should first say, if when we wake up, we're first mentioning shena, then tenuma. So when we go to sleep, it should first be tenuma, then shena. But what?
Nighttime is the opposite.
And, but it's not the way the bracha is the same. But if we say, but that chevle means the pangs of sleep, that comes before our eyelids close. Hamapel chevle shein aleinoi, right? If the pangs of sleep come to our eyes before our eyelids close, so that makes a lot of sense. In the morning, we don't mention the chevle shena. It's hamavir shena me'eino yisnu mi'afapoi. So the sleep comes away from our eyes before the grogginess comes away from our eyelids. But when we go to sleep, the pangs of sleep come to our eyes before our eyelids close. What? It's called according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, they say. So according to him, it's not chevle doesn't mean pangs, because we said that's the machloikis. What the definition of chevle is? According to the Rambam, means the ropes of sleep. So that's according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's fair. Taka, why don't we just switch them around? Yeah. And then the slumber on my eyes.
Right.
On my eyelids.
But you said the slumber means the grogginess.
That's for removing the sleep.
Right.
It could be, I'm just thinking now, that it could be that while a person is still on a level of the pangs of sleep, they still make a bracha. A person is still on a level where they're still groggy, they can still make a bracha. Once they're asleep, there's nothing, they can't make a bracha anymore. It's because of Rambam. No, the Shema is not a hafzik.
It's not
a hafzik. The Rekeach writes that this bracha, Lama Vashena, has 11 words. We already, Mashal Shittis, this past week, we mentioned that the Bnei Yisrael says that whatever the Rekeach says, hear it from Eliyahu Hanavi. So Eliyahu Hanavi says that the reason why this bracha has 11 words is because there are 11 psukim in Mishle that talk about the detriment of the lazy, of the otzel. Sleep, one of those psukim is, Shlomo HaMelech says, that sleep brings laziness. If a person sleeps more than they need to, it's not only is it a result of laziness, it brings more laziness too. So when we wake up from our sleep, we actually get up, we thank Hashem for not being lazy. That is alluded to by the fact that it has 11 words that corresponds to 11 psukim that talk about the genus of laziness, about the detriment of laziness. Now, interesting is that this bracha, unlike all the other brachas, is a bracha that a person makes about themselves. All the other brachas are made about the general chesed that Hashem does. Pekech ivrim, malvish arumim, matir asurim, zakev kifufim. Hamav resheina, not me'einayim, that Hashem removes sleep from the eyes. Me'einoy, Hashem, you removed sleep from my eyes. Esnuma me'af apoy, and you removed slumber from my eyelids. So there's a word brought from the Imram, and it's brought from Mamash, almost everybody. From the Chassidim, the Nav Chassidim, it's brought from, about the connection between Hamav Rishena and Yirotah Milfanecha Shtahagileni B'sar Yisachah. And the fact that we don't answer Amen after this bracha. Now, the halachic reason for not saying Amen after the bracha of Hamav Rishena is so that it should be connected. There's a rule that every bracha has to have a bracha in the beginning, a bracha at the end. Right? So this starts, Yiratzayin doesn't have a bracha beforehand. So the last bracha that we made was Amav Hashenu, we connected to the Yiratzayin, so it has a bracha at the beginning, a bracha at the end. That's the halachic reason we don't say Amen. But why was this bracha chosen that not to have Amen answered after it? So the Menemis says that there's a Mishnah Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says that Shina L'rishoyim, toyv lahem, yafa lahem, yafa la'olam. When the wicked sleep, it's good for them and good for the world. So, says the Imrahemis, when somebody says a bracha, somebody makes a bracha that Hashem removed the sleep from their eyes, you can't answer amen after such a bracha. Who says it's so good that Hashem removed the sleep from their eyes? Maybe it would have been better that they're asleep. Maybe they're among the wicked, that it's better for them that they're asleep. But as soon as a person says, a person expresses that their will is to connect to Torah and to connect to mitzvahs, now you can answer amen after that bracha. But until a person says, you can't answer amen after amav shena. Because maybe the person is among those that's yafalahem, yafalahem, had they stayed asleep. And he says, that's why we say the bracha me'enoi. You can't thank Hashem for removing sleep from the eyes, because there are many eyes that we would have rather that Hashem kept them asleep. Right? All I can make a bracha for is that Hashem removed the sleep from my eyes. Why? Because I want to spend my life learning Torah. I want to spend my wake hours learning Torah. Another pshat on this connection of Hamavashena and Yirotzayim is that there's another type of sleep that a person sleeps with their eyes open. Chazal say, a yeshiv bottle ki yashan dami. Somebody who sits idle and just doesn't do anything is as if he's asleep. It means some people that waste their time and don't do anything constructive. They're bottled. They just waste their time. It's as if they're asleep. So we say, Hashem, you removed the physical sleep from me. But it should be your will that I should become accustomed to your mitzvahs and connect me to your Torah and connect me to your mitzvahs, so that I shouldn't be asleep spiritually. That's the connection between these two. Now, we have 5 minutes left to focus on what is the connection. Again, I mind not to be Yoytze Sfira. What is the connection between this bracha and the 40th day of the Sfira? And if we have time, we'll get around to what is this bracha have to do with Hoyd Shebi Yisoyd, tonight's, the middah of tonight. And again, the connection to the Yiratzayim. I mentioned in the past, when we spoke about the bracha of the Kain Shama, that there, and I mentioned just before, there are three types of brachas. Right? There is Berachas Hanhenen, bracha that we make for deriving pleasure, Berachas HaShevach, brachas of praise, Berachas HaMitzvahs, and there's Berachas Hoidah, brachas of thanks. Four types of brachas, which are Rosh HaTevis, Neshama, Nehenen, Shevach, Mitzvahs. Haidoa is Rosh HaTevis Neshama. Kol HaNeshama, Tahal HaKal. These are the four types of brachas that we make. Now, each one of these correspond to another component of the human being. Nehenen, Brachas Anahen, and the pleasure corresponds to the goof, to the body. The body you take drives pleasure. Berachas Hoidoa correspond to the Nefesh Abahamis, corresponds to the animalistic soul. Even an animal feels a sense of gratitude when it's given something. It will show its gratitude to its master, to those who gave it whatever it wanted. So there's the Berachas Hodah corresponds to the Nefesh HaBahamis. Berachas HaShevach, the Berachas of Praise, corresponds to the Nefesh HaSichlis, to the intellectual soul. Somebody sees the world and realizes who created it, requires intellect. That is, the Berachas HaShevach correspond to the Nefesh HaSichlis, to the intellectual soul. And then Berachas HaMitzvahs correspond to the Nefesh HaLikis, corresponds to the godly soul, which was unique to a Yid. Only Yid didn't have mitzvahs. Now, someone who is lacking the Nefesh HaSichlis, somebody who's lacking their Nefesh HaSichlis, so they don't have the eyes to praise the Rabbeinu Shleilam for everything in this world. So they're missing the shin, which represents shevach of neshama. And what's left is Haman. That's what's left. If you don't have the shin, what's left of Haman? That's why Chazal say that we learn Haman from Hamina Eitz. Right? It's the letters of neshama missing the shin. If you're missing, a person is missing their gratitude, right? So they're missing hoidah. So all they're left with is shemen. That's why the pasuk says when Yidden don't realize that Hashem did them, Hashem brings them everything that they have. It says shemanta aviso kesid vayishman yeshurin vayivot. When we have so much goodness, we don't realize where it's coming from. It says a lashon of shemen of we fattened ourselves and we don't realize where it's coming from. We're missing the hay of neshama. On Chanukah, which is a yantav of hoidah, a yantav of thanks, we burn shemen. Shemen, which represents not having hoidah, that's something we burn because yantav is Chanukah is the yantav of hoidah. Someone who didn't benefit from this world, right, is Moshe. Right, Moshe is just missing the nun, missing the henen. So there's, each one is, these three letters play a role in the makeup of each one of these words. Haman, when he went to Achashverosh, he said, Yeshnoi Amechod. Right, Chazal says in Masechtas Megillah, that Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Yeshnoi Amechod, they're Yeshenim min HaMitzvahs, they're asleep from the mitzvahs. What does that mean? Is that even though they perform mitzvahs, but they do it in a very non-awake manner. They do the mitzvahs begrudgingly. Shena, shin nun hei, is neshama missing the men. It's missing the mitzvahs. That's they're called yishenim in a mitzvahs. They're called when they're asleep from mitzvahs. So, Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi, when we wake up, we're not only thanking Hashem for removing the physical sleep from us, Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi, we are thanking Hashem for removing this concept of a Sheina without the men. That is what we're thanking Hashem for, and that's why it's connected to Shetagaleinu B'Soyasecha V'Dabakeinu B'Mitzvasecha, in order to remove Sheina. Instead of Shein, it should be Neshama. It needs to be Shtagelein B'Sarasecha V'Davakeinu B'Mitzvasecha. And that's what day 40 is about. We need to focus on bringing that Mem. Bringing the Mem back into our life. And that's why we don't sleep the night before Matan Torah. Right? To indicate that there is no Sheina. There is no Sheina. We're not Yishenim in our mitzvahs. We're connected to mitzvahs. Shtagelein B'Sarasecha V'Davakeinu B'Mitzvasecha. If Shalom Helfen, we should all be awake in every aspect, Ruchnias and Gashmias. We should sleep as much as we need Gashmias, but we should be awake by Ruchnias. It should be Neshama and not Shena. We should all be Zech to Kabbalah Sotar B'Shleimus. Amen.